Pavutu, Thursday, October 14th, 12:02 p.m. "Hey, cutie pie," Jennifer said, when a boy stuck his head in the door. She grinned. "You like what you see, cutie pie?" She shifted her pelvis suggestively. The boy looked suspicious at first, but he came deeper into the room. He was older than the others, maybe 14 or 15, and he was bigger. He was carrying a rifle and wore a knife on his belt. "You want to have some fun? Want to let me go?" Jennifer said, smiling with a little pout. "You understand me? My arms hurt, baby. Want to have fun?" He gave a laugh, sort of a gurgle from deep in his throat. He moved toward her and pushed her legs open, then crouched down in front of her. "Oh, let me go first, please." "No, Mary," he said, laughing and shaking his head. He knew he could have her while she remained cuffed to the pole. He was kneeling between her legs, fumbling with his shorts, but it was clumsy holding the gun, so he set the gun down. What happened next was very fast. Jennifer arched her back and kicked her legs up, clipping the kid under the chin, snapping his head back. She continued the motion, crunching into a ball, swinging her arms under her hips and butt, and then up her legs, so now her hands were in front of her instead of behind. As the kid staggered to his feet, she slammed him in the side of the head with both hands. He went down on his knees. She dove on him, knocking him over, and pounded his head into the ground. Then she pulled the knife off his belt and cut his throat. She sat on his body while he shivered and spasmed, and the blood poured from his throat and onto the bare earth. It seemed to take a long time. When the body was finally motionless, she got off him and rifled through his pockets. Sarah watched the whole thing, her mouth open. "Damn it," Jennifer said. "Damn it." "What's the matter?" "He doesn't have the key." She rolled the body over, grunting with the effort. She got blood on her arms from the flowing throat. She paid no attention to it. "Where are the damn keys? Maybe the other kid has it. Which one cuffed us?" "I don't remember," Sarah said. "I was confused." She was staring at the body, looking at all the blood. "Hey," Jennifer said, "get over it. You know what these guys are going to do? They're going to beat us up, gangbang us, and then kill us. Fuck 'em. We kill as many as we can and try to get out of here alive. But I need the damn key." Sarah struggled to her feet. "Good idea," Jennifer said. She came over and crouched down in front of Sarah. "What?" "Stand on my back and shimmy up. Get yourself off the pole, and hurry." Outside, the crowd was screaming and roaring, a constant and ugly sound.